So how should Christians think about this COVID-19 virus at this time when it feels like so many of the foundations of our lives are being pulled out from under our feet? How should we be different in the way that we respond to what is going on? Loads of questions, I guess we'll have. We were talking at PCC on Monday evening and someone was mentioning that they're already getting questions at work from people asking whether this virus is somehow God's judgment on our world or our country or what is going on. That's a really good question. We'll probably come back to that in the next week or two. There'll be loads of other questions we have too. Maybe feed them in. That would help us as we think through helpful things that we could be addressing. But for this week, we thought it would be good just to take a few steps back and just remind ourselves of one or two absolutely wonderful truths for us to cling on to in these times. I'm going to take us to these familiar verses. They're on the service sheet. You might want to look them up in your Bible. Romans 8, verses 28 and 29. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. I guess there are two lies, aren't there, that always spring into our minds, or we hear people saying when bad, difficult things happening. One lie, God is not in control. The second lie, God is not good. And you notice how these verses knock down both of those? So firstly, the idea that God is not in control. Well, do you see the absolute confidence Paul has that in all things, good things and bad things, God is working. He's that in control of everything. And then the lie that God is not good is knocked down by his claim that we know that in all things God is working for the good of those who love him. He remains as good a God as he ever has been. And that's great for us to remember, isn't it? This virus has caught us so by surprise. Just a few weeks ago, there were rumours from China of something strange happening, and now suddenly the world is completely changed. But it's great for us to remember the Lord is in control of this. It's no surprise to him that this has happened. He's always planned it. It's always been a part of his plan. He's completely in control of everything that is happening today, even when we realise, perhaps more than ever, just how much we're not. So what is he doing through this virus? Well, there are lots of answers to that question, and we'll perhaps come back to some of the others in due course. But one of them for us to hang on to today is he is working good things for his people. And we think, really? Because it doesn't feel like it, does it? When we suddenly find ourselves stuck at home and unable to do the things that we'd planned to do. Many feeling quite lonely because they can't get out and see people like they used to. Worrying about friends who are ill. Perhaps genuine concerns about jobs. Our neighbour has just been told she now has to work part-time because they can't afford to pay her full-time. Maybe genuinely worrying about the health and the lives of people we love who seem particularly vulnerable. And we don't want to pretend that any of those things are not hard. They are hard things, and we're right to grieve and lament the bad things that the virus will mean. But verse 29 reminds us, well, verse 28 tells us God is working for good. And verse 29, notice, reminds us what that good is. It's not our comfort, but it is making us more like the Lord Jesus. That is what he is doing for us, making us more like the Lord Jesus through this time. And if ever we're doubting, is he really doing that? Is he really on our side? Well, the verse isn't on the sheet, but you might just want to glance on to verse 32, just a couple of lines later on, where Paul says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Those times, those doubts come in. Does God really love us? Is he really good if all of this is going on? Well, look back to the cross. If he did that for us, we know he loves us, doesn't it? And wouldn't it be great if in the weeks, months, who knows how long ahead, we were kind of quick to be praying that God would be using what is happening to make us more like Jesus, So every time we feel inconvenienced or worried, or things feel hard or sad, or something bad happens, we get bad news. If one of the things that we reminded ourselves to do was to pray, Lord, please be using this to make me, to make you, to make us all a bit more like Jesus. We're going to pray now. And that's the first thing that we'll pray about. We'll pray about the virus. And then I'm going to lead us in a prayer for our mission partners as they respond to it around the world. And then we'll pray for our church family too. So three prayers. Do join in. Obviously, things are changing very quickly at the moment. And it may be that significant things have happened between me recording these prayers and then us saying them together on Sunday. So please do pause at the end of this and feel free to say prayers of your own as well in the light of other things that may have happened. But for now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words in Romans chapter 8, for that great promise that in all things you're working for the good of those who love you. And please help us to believe that now. We do pray that you would be using everything that is happening, even the things that we find really hard, to make us more like the Lord Jesus, both as a church family and as individuals. We pray that one day we would be able to look back and see lots of ways in which you've been making us more like him through this time. We pray for our government. We pray for governments around the world as they lead on the response to the virus. Please give them wisdom and compassion. And we pray that you would help them to see how much they need you as well, not to rely on us and our efforts, this idea that we can get through this, but to learn to cry out to you for your mercy. We pray for our scientists, ask that they would give good advice to government. And we pray that you'd help them as they look to develop vaccines to counter this virus. We pray for those in the NHS and others working in frontline services, including those in our church family. Please would you keep them safe, and please would you give them strength for all they have to do at this time. We pray for our community in and around Barkham Church and the places we live. Please would you protect life and health. Please would you be growing a sense of support for one another and help us to play our part in that as a church. We pray for our schools and especially for the Coombe School, our church school. Help Ali, the head teacher, and the staff as they make arrangements to try to educate children as they're at home, and also as they provide for those who will still be coming to school. And we pray especially for those children who are more vulnerable and for whom school is a real place of safety in a difficult world. Please would you especially protect and watch over them. We ask that you would have mercy on us and our nation, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray, Father, for our mission partners. We thank you for them so very much. We thank you for Alan and Debbie Burt and Lacorna and Ilana and Malachi and Timothy in South Africa. We thank you for Glenys Goulston in Hong Kong. We thank you for Alex and Nadia and Andre and Dennis Richardson in Novosibirsk in Russia. We thank you for Isaac Shaw and the team working at the Delhi Bible Institute, and for those serving with Open Doors and much closer to home at Yeldall Manor too. And we know that this virus will be affecting all of them. And so we pray so much for your protection and for your wisdom for them as they adjust what they do and serve you through these times. Please help them to walk closely with you, to be often in prayer and trusting you. And we pray that you would use them as we ask that you would use us to draw many others to find hope in you, right across the world at this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, Lord, we thank you so much for the blessing of being a church family. We feel the pain of not being able to be together, but we are so thankful that even so we belong together in the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for all the ways that's been expressed, even in the last few days, for all the support and care that people have shown one another this week. Thank you for news of many of our small groups having a good time with online meetings. We pray for those who perhaps will find things particularly difficult, for those who are self-isolating at the moment. Would you give them, please, patience and help through this time? We pray for those who are ill and ask that you would give them swift recovery. We pray for those who are particularly vulnerable health-wise and ask that you would protect them from getting sick and give them great care if they do. We pray for those who are anxious and ask that you would give them faith and real assurance of your care. We pray for those who are lonely, that they would get many phone calls and above all have a wonderful sense of your presence with them. And we pray for our children, so many of whom will not be in school this week and for a while, and ask that you would protect them and help them to find good things to do and help them to be good friends to one another as well. Would you help us to honour you as we serve one another in these days ahead? Would we please you and be a great witness to the world? And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, you want to be moving on to the next file now and listening to the reading and Julian's talk.